Welcome to a podcast of The Mike Novak Show. You can listen to Mike live Sunday mornings from 9 to 11 Central on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Hi, this is your gardening tip of the day. I'm Marcel Chardonnay. It's been about 2 years since our last gardening tip of the day, but we've had to think of thought of some new, whatever. So we're watering today, and just get a hose like this, and water it. Oh God, water it. Okay. I always find it, if you drink before you garden, it makes it more enjoyable. Okay. Oh, that's nasty.
Live from the beautiful Showcase Studios on North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago, in between Angie's Deli and Lido Banquets, and just a Kishka's throw away from the Polish capital of the Western Hemisphere, it's The Mike Novak Show, Chicago's only locally broadcast deep green gardening and environment program. Heard every Sunday right here on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Good planets are hard to find. Temperate zones and tropic climes. True currents and thriving seas. Wind blowing through breathing trees. Strong ozone and safe sunshine. Well, good planets are hard to find. Good planets are in the main.
This hour of The Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees. Our business is people and their love for trees. I'm sorry, I started laughing on Kishka. I'm like, what's that? You eat it? You don't sleep with it? Right.
Actually, I think there are some people who sleep with Kishka, but you know, you gotta be really into it. Oh, and that coughing laugh you hear in the background is the inimitable Beth Botts, who is with us all 2 hours today, all day, I was gonna say, but my day lasts.
It's only gonna feel that way, Mike.
No, it's going to feel like 2 years, right? No, I'm so happy to have you here. What happened to you?
Oh, I got some lethal disease from babysitting. You know, you hang out with infants and you pick up everything they picked up in daycare. Uh-huh. And there you are.
And there's a couple in the room here, too. And you know, we've got our guest, Kirsten Aker, is here. And And say, wait a second, I'll let you say hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you've brought the whole family.
I brought the whole family. I have my son Bennett and my daughter Cora and my husband Anthony with me today.
And Anthony is riding herd in the corner.
Yes.
So we'll get to Kirsten in just a second because, hey, we've got one of the greatest organic vegetable sales in creation coming up next week. And it's an annual event. How many years have you been doing this now?
Oh, that's a good question. I should know this right off the bat. I think it's 16 years the Park District has been putting on this sale.
Wow.
16
and
years.
Have you been part of it for – how long have you been part
I've
of it?
I've been part of it for six.
Okay. And how long has it been – an organic sale?
It has been since the very beginning.
Really?
It has been an organic sale. And when the greenhouse was turned from kind of an empty greenhouse that wasn't being used, that they almost tore down, they decided at that time they wanted to do it organically.
So those of you who are wondering, well, where is this organic sale? Where is this organic? You're going to have to wait. Okay. This is what we call a radio tease. All
That's
right?
just mean, Mike.
No, it's the only way I get people to stick around for the entire 2 hours. And then later in the show, that's the first part of the show, Rick DeMaio weather at 9:45. And then after 10 in the second hour, here we are again. It's 2012, so we must have another Cook County Extension budgeting crisis.
Yep.
Right on schedule.
Right on schedule every spring.
Yeah, and
just after the lilacs.
So you prune your lilacs, and then you write to your representative or your commissioner, county commissioner, or the mayor or whoever, and you try to get them to do something to keep extension going. You know, okay, and what we're going to do the second hour, part of what we're going to do is talk to Julie Emmerich, who's Cook County Extension Advisory Council. But, you know, Beth and I know enough about this, and we've been through this drill so many times. Beth and I are both master gardeners. Kirsten, I bet you're...
I'm a master gardener, too.
Okay. So we got three master gardeners in the room. A fourth will be on the phone. The thing we need to teach... This is a learning experience. This is a chance to teach people about extension, and I try to do it as often as I can on the show. Can't do it every week. But I'm betting there's a lot of people out there listening right now who are scratching their head and saying, well, what's extension? I've heard that before, but really, what is that? Well, the point is that it is a something that everybody should know about. Okay, it funds a lot of good programs, and not just Master Gardeners, and not just 4-H, but health and nutrition. And I put a partial list on my website. You go to MikeNovak.net and go to this week's show. The list from District 1. Okay, yeah, you printed this up. That you got from Ron Wolford this morning.
I killed a lot of trees today.
Yes, we got 17 districts.
Those are Cook County. I figured that those are Cook County board districts.
Right.
It's a list of all the things that Extension does in every single Cook County board district.
And you cannot believe how much Extension does. And this is what we have to explain to people in the next hour, and why money needs to go to Extension. Why this is important. No, this is not just another line item. This is not just something. This is not a frill. This is not something extra. This is important. This gets to the heart of people learning and being healthy and being able to grow things in their own backyards and in their communities. This is important stuff, and I'll get a chance.
It's not just about farmers, and it's not just about 4-H, and it's not just about something that's only important downstate. There are a lot of programs that Extension does in the city and in the Cook County suburbs that make a big difference for people.
So one of the things you can start doing right now, and I didn't realize it till this morning, and I got a tweet, and I'm going to see who sent me the tweet here. It was Green Parents Net, I believe. Yeah. Thank you, Green Parents Net, whoever you are. I didn't realize that Tony Preckwinkle was on Twitter. So here's what we're going to do today, because the board meeting is tomorrow. And the decision will not be made necessarily tomorrow, but it will be discussed about funding Cook County Extension. I want you to start tweeting right now, and let's just flood Tony Preckwinkle's, and I invited her. I tweeted to her earlier. I said, you ought to listen to my radio show this morning because we're going to talk about extension. And so I think what we ought to start doing is just tweeting Tony Preckwinkle today. And so when you know, whoever her person is who handles Twitter, because I assume she doesn't, that person will say, Madam Commissioner, we just got a whole bunch of tweets about extension, so maybe we ought to pay attention. So it's at Tony Preckwinkle, at Tony, and it's TONIPRECKWINKLE. So if you're on Twitter, I want you to shoot a tweet to at Tony Preckwinkle and say, save Cook County Extension. And we will be talking about this throughout the morning. It is important that we do that. All right, but let us first, things first, Kirsten Aker, who is the floriculturist. I was looking at my notes from last year, and I went, all right, what's Kirsten's title? Floriculturist. They don't even call you a horticulturist there, do they?
No, there's only one horticulturist in the Park District.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
And everybody else is a floriculturist?
And everybody else is a floriculturist.
Right. It's hard enough to explain to somebody what a horticulturist is, much less a floriculturist.
And especially with a job description like mine. It's very atypical of the Park District.
And who's the horticulturist?
Oh, John at the Garfield Park Conservatory, I think. John Raffetto.
That's it.
I'm sure he's still the horticulturist.
Okay.
He's awesome.
So, Kirsten Aker, floriculturist. At Kilbourne Park Organic Greenhouse. Welcome and hi to the family over
hi,
there.
You guys.
You can say hi.
Can you say hi, Bennett? Oh, they're all shy.
Yeah, they're really
they're
shy.
Happy and they're being very polite.
Yes, they are. And here you go with the 16th annual.
16th annual organic plant sale. And I actually can't call it an organic plant sale. For the longest time, that's what we're calling it. But we're not certified organic. However, we do everything, we try to do everything by the book, and we're very excited about this year's sale and our plants that we're growing. I've been working here for 6 years, and when I started out, it was really hard to find any organic potting soil locally. There was nothing locally. I had to buy it by a bag, and when you're potting up as many plants as mine, you just can't do it. But I've been working with Lake Street Landscaping, and now we have a regionally produced organic potting soil that our plants are growing in, and
well,
it's very exciting.
Are you actually going to be selling this potting soil at
the
potting
soil? What people ask me. I don't know. I have a bag and a half left, and I have to ask. We do sell compost. I get it from Lake Street, and I like this compost because it's certified organic compost produced regionally here in Wakanda, and so we'll be selling that. People have asked me about my potting soil. But I use it for all my kids' programming, so it's a little hard for me to give up. But it has been growing my plants beautifully. So we also, all of
you
our
know,
seeds.
And let me stop for a second, because you mentioned Lake Street Landscape Supply.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful company. I know them. I've known them for several years. They're really not that old. They've been around I'm going to say 4 or 5 years, maybe a little longer than that. And they're on Lake Street and Damon in the city of Chicago. So you urbanites have this wonderful source of soils and mulches
and
amendments. And just we got our garden mix for the community garden in my neighborhood, Green on McLean, from Lake Street Landscape Supply. Mark Moxley, what a great guy.
He's a great guy.
And he helps out gardeners, and he wants you to do well. And as you mentioned, their soil mixes are fabulous.
He made me a custom mix. I mean, it saved me. The thing is, what people are going to find at our plant sale that to me is really exciting is there's been a couple issues that I've had. I hate buying plastic. Those plastic pots are so expensive, and you have to throw them out or recycle them. Recycling is hard. They're all different plastics. So, Mike, I want to thank you. On my mission, I decided we're going to go to bigger sizes. So we got to 4.5-inch pots, but I couldn't afford to buy them new. So Mike and my husband, Anthony, joined me on some dumpster diving at Christy Weber's, and we got our 4.5-inch pots and our flats that we reused, and I had volunteers washing them. So a lot of our pots are not just virgin plastic. They're reused because of people saving pots and passing them down. So
yeah, there we were at Christy Weber Landscape. And we were dumpster diving for 4-inch pots and flats.
Because they collect their pots for recycling.
Yeah, they do. And so instead of recycling, we were able to go in and pick whatever we could and reuse them. And so usually I don't like to do that in the midst of the planting and literally washing pots and using them in a few moments after that. But it was a kind of a moment where it just seemed like the right thing to do, and I'm very excited. The other switch I want to say is, certified organic seed has been really hard to get the quantity I need for the sale.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, I can assure everyone, nearly all of our seeds are certified organic. I made a couple exceptions simply because I could not give up not growing Sun Gold and Juliet tomato. And I also decided to get, there was one seed from Johnny's I just had to get. It was called Defiant Tomato, and it's a late blight resistant. And we've been having a lot of problems. So, I'll pay $10.95 for this little pack of seeds. So those people who are lucky enough to get a Defiant, blight-resistant tomato can get it, because people have been struggling with
Late blight the last few years. And how many tomatoes do you figure you got out of that packet of seeds?
Not enough. I think I might. I have like maybe 70 seeds, 70 plants, something
like
that.
That's pretty good, though.
But, you know, I grew. Anthony was helping me make the count. Our tomatoes, I have to say, I think we had how many? 4,000 tomatoes. We did get, this is the thing.
4,000 tomatoes or 4,000 tomato plants?
4,000 tomato plants. The one thing that last week, I like tomatoes. I like to grow them, but they. The one thing is my greenhouse roof. I'm just going to say we have a this park plant sale is only possible because of the incredible volunteer support. And I do want to say, Master Gardeners are many of my volunteers that pitch in. That's one of the reasons why Extension is important. It's not they are working in all these community gardens, community organizations, mm-hmm. making things happen. And Julie Emmerich, who's going to be on your show later, has been one of my most phenomenal. You know, every single volunteer is phenomenal, and the Master Gardeners help produce that kind of my volunteer core staff.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. I want to if you've got some thank yous there,
yeah.
Hang on to just a second. And I think it's well worth noting that every time you turn around, there we go. There's some more volunteers. There's the Master Gardeners, which wouldn't be possible if Extension didn't exist. So mm-hmm. this is the point we're going to be making all day. Get a hold of your county commissioner if you live in Cook County and tell them that Extension is important. And you say, Mike Novak said so. And Beth Botts said so. And Kirsten Aker said so. This is really important, okay? All right, we're going to get back to Kirsten Aker from Kilbourne Park Organic Greenhouse. And Beth Botts is co-hosting the show today. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. And here's a question for you. Will planting a red bud improve your chances of winning the lottery? The answer is probably not. But planting a red bud will definitely add beauty to your life. That's the philosophy of Platt Hill Nursery in Bloomingdale and Carpentersville. Platt Hill Nursery carries 249 varieties of bedding plants, and they're just $1.59 for a four-pack. Varieties include Gomphrena, Clown Rose, Polka Dot Plant, Broalia, Calendula, and many others. The Platt Hill Nurseries, well, they're like your hometown bakery. They just grow plants instead of baking bread, and they have the same old-time devotion to quality and service that you experience with a locally owned specialty retailer. Platt Hill strives to give each plant just right cultural care, properly pruned, faithfully fertilized, hand-watered by experts, and cultured to eliminate diseases and pests. And when you stop in, you have to say hello to the cats. That sort of they have three cats, and they sort of live in the garden center, and people come in. I think people come in just to visit the cats, and that's okay because while you're there, buy some plants too.
There.
What's that?
That's really shrewd marketing there.
I agree. I think it's a terrific thing to do. Platt Hill Nursery is located on Randall Road, just 3 miles north of I-90, and on Lake Street, US 20, just 3 miles west of I-355. Go to PlattHillNursery.com or like them on Facebook. Platt Hill is a proud sponsor of Dig In Chicago.
Tired of spending a lot of time watering your plants to keep them looking their best? Have you heard about Soil Moist? Help your plants survive the stressful heat of the summer with Soil Moist. Mixing Soil Moist's water-absorbing crystals in the soil as you plant can reduce watering frequency by 50%, and that's good for the planet. Soil Moist granules hold over 200 times their weight in water and release it back to the plant as it needs it. Soil Moist is ideal for patio planters and hanging baskets that dry out quickly. Safe and garden-friendly, Soil Moist can be used indoors and out for all of your planting needs. Vegetable gardens, too. The secret of professional growers, Soil Moist. Soil Moist is available in granules, self-watering mats, and plant packs, and is available at leading garden centers. Soil Moist is now available with mycorrhizae. It increases plant growth and establishment with fewer plant waterings.
Is pain keeping you from enjoying gardening? Dr. Bonnie Flaster at River North Wellness Center has gentle and effective techniques to get you out of pain and back to doing what you love. Here are two quick tips. First, remember to stretch. Second, use a timer to make sure you take breaks. Come see her at River North Wellness Center and find more tips at rivernorthwellness.com or call 312-642-7545 to make an appointment with Dr. Flaster and get back to feeling good.
Soil is the gift that keeps on giving. We were just talking about it a couple of minutes ago. Well, to your plants anyway, and therefore to you too. So give your soil some loving with Dr. Earth. Dr. Earth's probiotics, a soil inoculant, consists of soil bacteria and mycorrhizal fungi that break down organic materials, make nutrients available to your plants, and help suppress pathogens. Doctor Your Earth with Dr. Earth, sold only at local independent garden centers. Go to drearth.com to find a dealer near you, and be sure to check out the Facebook page. Search Dr. Earth and click like for organic updates.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back.
Plant Skid. That's spelled plant, S-K-Y-D-D. Plant Skid.
Don't say I didn't warn you. You knew the serious part of the gardening season would arrive sooner or later, and now, here we are. And I know, you're feeling overwhelmed. Perhaps you need a copy of the May-June issue of Chicagoland Gardening Magazine. One of their best writers is sitting in studio with me today, and that's Beth
Boss.
That
would be me.
And most prolific. How many articles do you have in this one, Beth?
Oh, Lord, I don't know, 5 or 6.
you serious? Wow.
4. No, I don't think that's true. I think it's 4.
But I actually
they all sort of blur after a while.
I know, yeah. It does happen. But today I'm talking about the regular features there that keep people going, and I know a lot of people go to the regular features like Adele Klein's question and answer column. This month it features information about the difference between compost and mulch, which is interesting because Kirsten, you know that a lot of people don't know the difference. Yeah. They get really confused, and I feel sorry for them. And why your heucheras, also known as coral bells, might be dying off. That happens. And how to deal with moles in your yard. That's just the beginning. The Ask the Expert poses the question, what's the hardest, easiest to grow plants in the region? You'll have to get the magazine to find out. There's also the most comprehensive calendar of gardening events in any publication around Chicago. And, of course, there's my column. It's there every issue. Yep. There it is. I see it right now. Chicagoland Gardening Magazine on newsstands all over town, or get a subscription. Go to chicagolandgardening.com or call 888-265-3600, 888-265-3600.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly, all-purpose fertilizer as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low nitrogen, slow release formula makes Milorganite goof proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Available wherever garden supplies are sold.
And speaking of Milorganite, Milorganite has a new website, and it's www.milorganite.com, M-I-L-O-R-G-A-N-I-T-E. And the new website has information about why to use Milorganite, what is Milorganite, how it works. Melinda Myers, who you just heard in that commercial, was on the show several weeks ago, and we chatted about it, and it's great stuff. So if you're interested, and I know Beth is a fan of Milorganite.
I use it on my lawn.
So there you go. One satisfied customer can't be wrong. Actually,
that's right.
There's many more.
I mean, you know, if I say it, it's true.
That is true. So go to Milorganite.com. I was thinking I needed to do something, a reference to tainted plants, but that's just the opposite, right, of what we're dealing with here, right? Kirsten Aker from Kilbourne Park Organic Greenhouse.
Yeah, I'm actually very excited about my plants and how they're growing, because if people lived on the northwest side, they'd realize last Thursday night we had an amazing hailstorm.
Not again. I mean,
That one. So I came in on Friday morning with like, whoa, because about 80% of my plants were outside.
Whoa.
But my plants, the ones strong enough, they look awesome, and they survived golf ball-sized hail. So what could have been catastrophic was actually it brought all my volunteers together on Saturday, and we fixed everything and threw away the stuff that got hit, direct hit from this hail. But it was astounding to me.
Wow.
It was hard, but we saved, and we planted more tomatoes than ever before, so we are going to have an awesome selection. And one of the biggest reasons why our plants did okay is in March I had a volunteer effort to build a hoop house. And so we have a hoop house outside, and all my peppers were in the hoop house, and I had a good number of my tomatoes, and they are the most beautiful thing in the world. So,
how's your greenhouse roof?
Oh, the greenhouse roof is 65 years old. Filters about 80% of my sun out, so I get 20% sun. So my biggest challenge in growing these plants are actually moving them outside, and so I have to make really difficult decisions every day. Do I bring them outside for sun or stay in for the, you know, warmth and protection? So it's hard, but we're going to get a new roof.
Well, that's good.
I feel it. I mean, it's nothing's guaranteed, but I'm putting out the karma that we're going to get a new roof.
And it'll be a hailstone resistant roof.
You know, my fiberglass didn't even get touched by the, you know, and I'm going to get polycarbonate. It's not going to get touched.
Okay. Well, that's good.
It's good.
You know, you talk about, and by the way, when I saw the hail start to come down, I was on my back porch, and a couple of big ones started to hit, and I went, no, not again, because I was outside when it happened last year. And, you know, Logan Square was ground zero for that, and Garfield Park Conservatory, and it wiped out my garden. A lot of stuff, especially the hostas.
Yeah.
but other plants, too. I mean, it lopped off lilies.
Mm-hmm.
I was amazed at the strength of the storm. So it started having to go, no!
I was glad I lived in Hyde Park at that time and was, you know, blissfully oblivious.
But we only got a few, and it didn't really take us out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in Oak Park, and I'm 10 minutes from the Garfield Park Conservatory where that hailstorm was such a disaster.
Yeah.
And we didn't get a thing.
Yeah.
Well, it really makes you think about the kind of microclimates and the kind of very selective weather
we're getting. I have to say, one of the things that I'm pushing for, and I'm not sure, is that polycarbonate that's on the Fern House and on the Garfield Park Conservatory is going to come off. They need to replace it with glass, and it's going to be beautiful. And because of the hailstorm, that whole conservatory is going to get renovated, as long as people keep donating and supporting it. It's going to happen. And my goal is maybe to get that polycarbonate that's 1 or 2 years old.
Which was the temporary,
temporary. Get that temporary roof and renovate the greenhouse with 1 to 2 year old polycarbonate. So that's my goal. So I'm putting out the word, because if we can make one strategy have two remarkable outcomes, that would be beautiful, because the only greenhouses that got hit at the Garfield Park Conservatory were the ones that hadn't been renovated yet.
Yeah. And that's recycling.
It's recycling.
Right. And why? So this is why people should contribute to the Garfield Park Conservatory Fund, so they can put the real glass in, so you can get the polycarbonate.
I love
this.
Isn't that great?
Everybody
wins.
We're
about reuse.
That's Kirsten Aker, who is the floriculturist at Kilbourne Park Organic Greenhouse. Beth Botts is also in studio with me today. She's co-hosting the show and tweeting away. I just saw a couple of tweets of yours pop up there, Beth.
Yes. Well, now that I figured out what the internet is, I'm
well,
better.
You have to get on the right computer here.
Yeah.
You see, some of these computers are fake. They set up here in the studio, so they don't work. I think it's like those pheromone traps that they use for for Japanese beetles. We try to trap horticulturists type stuff. Before we get into the specifics of the sale, Kirsten, which is next Saturday and Sunday, let's answer a really simple question here that folks might want to know about, which is, what makes an organic plant. If you're growing an organic plant, and we throw that around and, and assume people know what that means, and I'll bet most people don't really understand that. So how would you describe growing an organic plant?
Yeah, and I think the first things people think about right away are the like Miracle-Gro fertilizers and pesticides. But where I start with growing our plants organically is with the soil. So that's the reason why our potting soil is so important, because a plant is growing and you want your soil to give everything that plant needs. So what we do is we start out a microbial-based soil, a soil that is feeding our plants through bacteria and fungi and giving the plants what it needs through a compost-rich soil. My son has been so wonderful.
He's been good. All right.
Bye,
we'll
Bennett.
We'll be back.
And then so what, when we do this, the other thing that that makes it organic is we have this special soil, and our big thing then is how we water it. Because if you're growing a potted plant in organic soil, the last thing you want to do is water it with tap water. Because the tap water is chlorinated and super, super cold. And both of those things will actually stun or kill the bacteria and fungi in my soil. So I use all tempered water and hand water all
these Where do you get your water, though?
What do you mean by tempered water?
Tempered is it's room temperature. I would ideally get my water from rain barrels. But with the age of my greenhouse, I cannot use my rainwater. My fiberglass does too much leaching, and so I can't use it. So what I have to do is I actually use the tap water, and I let it sit overnight. Ideally, I would let it sit for 24 hours, but most of the time I can get it 12 hours sitting it, so it can start to what's called degas, dechlorinate, and warm up. And then I can water my plants successfully.
I do the same thing, and I talk about it all the time on the show, where I fill up milk jugs of water, let it sit in the house before I water my plants with it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of people doing that for their houseplants, and it's for the same reason. The other thing that I, with organic, is we tend not to go towards, you have an insect problem, go towards a can or a quick fix.
You mean a spray?
Instead, you're growing your garden so that you're encouraging your allies, whether it's your soil allies, your bacterium, fungi, and worms. You're also wanting to encourage insect life in your garden. So you want to see the butterflies, you want to see bees, you want to see parasitic wasps, because these are the guys that are going to protect your plants and eat any insects.
So what you're talking about is you invite all of the insects in, and then they duke it out.
They duke it out, and it's pretty amazing, and I love watching it. And the thing is, if you have good soil and a healthy plant and you're giving it enough water, it is going to grow strong and fight off all of these
That's the
pests.
Other thing is really important. A healthy plant fights diseases. A healthy plant fights insects.
And so the soil organisms in the ground, they help them get stronger root systems. They feed them nutrients. And if you put anything in your soil, like the, a fertilizer, though it's a quick fix. It's feeding the plant but not feeding the soil, and you actually reduce the number of soil bacteria in your soil through it because of the high salt content. And also the plant says, I don't need you, soil organism. I'm getting everything I want from this gardener.
Uh-huh.
So I think organic gardening, it's actually being tuned with your garden and kind of watching it and just making sure. I actually almost never, if I have to do something like I have aphids, I'll hit it with water, a hard spray of water. And the only tools I'd ever use, and that would be if I, and it tends to be in the greenhouse, is like a soap or like a fish oil to like reduce aphids. But what I've done for this plant sale, I haven't had to really do any of that. What I do is I release ladybugs if I see any.
But well, are all the plants growing indoors?
No, actually, I mean, they grow indoors at first, but as soon as I can kick them out of the greenhouse, I kick them out.
Happy Mother's Day. Get out of here.
So the thing is, my plants are kind of strong because they're forced, and they're actually, when I first grew, I kind of had a lot of experience with 6 years. And when I had Bennett, my youngest, I was really tired because my baby wasn't too big, and I was started to grow the plants when he was 6 weeks. So I didn't have the energy to bring them outside, and I saw what they did in 2 weeks. If my plants are in the greenhouse for more, the tomatoes are in there for more than 3 days, not under lights, they will literally stretch an inch and a half to 2 inches if it's warm in the greenhouse.
Wow.
And so I have my heat off as soon as it starts to be in March pretty much, and keep it really, really cold. And I kick them out as soon as the temperatures are warm enough to get them out.
So they're tough Chicago plants.
They're tough Chicago plants.
I want to clarify something right now because, again, and I always assume people want very specific information.
Mm-hmm.
Do you consider Miracle-Gro organic?
No. No.
That's okay. No, and, but yeah, you mentioned
exactly.
it, and
if
I wanted to make
in,
it really
and
clear.
And I didn't want to use the word, but any of those fertilizers that are
the blue stuff,
yeah,
as
the
I call
stuff.
It.
The synthetic water-soluble fertilizers.
Thank you. That was my brain freeze. The synthetic fertilizers, they're just feeding the plant. But the thing is, we as people don't know all the needs of the plants. Those bacteria give them all the micronutrients, everything they can use, as long as you have a healthy diversity of organisms in the soil. And that's the thing we're learning, and I took this conference and found it really fascinating, is we know the bad bacteria, but we know very little about these beneficial bacteria, and they're just starting to research it. But, you know, bacteria is all around us, and most of it just like
and
our
inside
insects,
us.
Inside us, we are more, I think at this one presentation there, we have more bacteria in us than human cells. It was crazy. Of course, yeah, they're small.
It's true.
And so, but we are scared of bacteria, but it is what makes us strong, and it is what makes our plants strong. Mm-hmm. So especially when you're vegetables.
Yeah. And Kirsten, just to clarify one thing, because I think people struggle with this concept mm-hmm. a lot. Organic is not a quality of the plant. Mm-hmm. It's a growing method. You can take any seed and grow it organically.
Absolutely.
You can take any variety. You could take a hybrid tomato cultivar
exactly.
and grow it organically. Mm-hmm. It's not a quality of the plant or of the variety. It's mm-hmm. a quality of how you grow it.
And I think what I'm finding, so the reason we do this plant sale is because the rest of the year we're focused on kids. And the last couple of years I've been refining, working on how to figure out working with the kids in this garden. And what I'm finding is when you grow organically, the food tastes a lot better. And it's actually more nutritional because those bacteria and fungi, they're all getting these great nutrients into the plants. And the kids that come to our greenhouse for our summer camp, it has become a passion of mine. They get a salad and they might like, poo-poo, I don't want a salad the first couple of weeks. But by week six, these kids are begging for it. And it's not only we get kids as age toddlers all the way up to 12 years old. Then we have the pre-counselors. They're at that salad tent eating as much salad as they can. The counselors are eating as much salads as they can. The parents. And I really see this need of connecting kids to healthy, organic food that tastes really good and gets them eating those healthy foods that their body
needs. I got to tell you something. Yesterday, Kathleen and I ate some stuff from our community garden, Green on McLean, on our block, and it was the first salad of the year. And the lettuce in the last week has just exploded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's just gone
because there's been rain,
right?
Rain. Yeah, and so we have spinach and lettuce, and we had a spinach, lettuce, and some garlic scapes and broccoli that overwintered. All right, that is still, you know, just crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We've got chard that overwintered and I can't tell you how good that salad was.
It is so good.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I'm going to have to let you go, but what's all the pertinent information? And by the way, for the folks looking for some great soil and organic soil and a mix, that different kinds of mixes, Lake Street Landscape Supply, I want to let you know that their Facebook page is called Lake Street Supply. So if you want to go to Facebook and like them and find out stuff, but you can also go to lakestreetlandscapesupply.com. What's the pertinent information about the sale next
it's
week?
It's Saturday, May 19th and Sunday, May 20th, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And the big thing is it's a Park District sale. Everything is cash only. So they do need to be in cash. The other thing is on Sunday, we're focusing it as a family day at the plant sale. And for new people, this is the day to come. Saturday can kind of be busy. And we're partnering with Kids Table and Truck Farm for a family event held between 10 to 2 called Easy Being Green. We'll do cooking demonstrations. We'll talk about worm composting. They even said they were going to do yoga. So it's a fun time for the family to come. And then they can go shop for plants to grow in pots, into their backyard, wherever they want. And this sale is about food. You're not going to find your tropicals and flowering plants. It's about food. So you can come get nutritious food. You can feed your family throughout the summer.
Did you mention Truck Farm?
Truck Farm. I like Truck Farm.
They've been pitching me. They say, we want to come back on the show. And I had them on last year and actually took a microphone out into the parking lot. And we, I interviewed the Truck Farm people looking at all the stuff they had in the truck.
In the back of a truck.
Yeah, it's back of the truck. It's great.
So I got to have them back on.
So Saturday, May 19th is Kids Day?
Sunday.
Sunday, May 20th is Kids Day.
A week from today.
Saturday is busy. So if you don't really need a specific, come on Sunday, have fun. And it's a $5 suggested donation. And the big thing about this is the proceeds. You don't have to pay if you don't want, but all the proceeds of this family event will go to develop our nature's playground at Kilbourn Park that we're just starting to make plans for. So we're very, very excited about that new opportunity.
And I have all of the information up at MikeNovak.net. Go to this week's show. I've got the link to the catalog of seedlings, and you've got
on the Park
hundreds.
District.
It's just unbelievable, and it's all there. And
And you can like us on Facebook too. Our friends at Kilbourn Park, which is my advisor group,
that helped me.
Friends at Kilbourn Park, they're my really core volunteers that I couldn't do my work without them. But we can like us on Facebook at Kilbourn Park Organic Greenhouse.
Oh wait, is it Friends of Kilbourn?
No, it's Kilbourn Park Organic Greenhouse.
Okay, see that's
so like us and. I just want to say one thing about this plant sale is I get a huge influx of community service kids from Schurz High School. And let me tell you, Schurz High School is really close to Kilbourn Park. And those students, I want to say these high school students have been the most astonishing, wonderful volunteers ever for a high school. So thanks for that mandatory community service of the Chicago Public Schools. It helps me out when I need them.
It's helped in our community garden. I love the mandatory community service because the kids come over and they're looking for stuff to do and you put them to work.
And they love it.
Yeah.
It makes them feel good to be useful. And I get completely excited about meeting all these wonderful students that are in our public schools.
And there's a great picture of Kirsten, on my website. Haven't you seen this?
as much as possible.
You got the stocking cap on. And
I always have my stocking cap on.
It's a nice picture. And thank you for coming down to
the
studio.
So
I know
much.
You're on your way someplace from others.
Mother's Day brunch.
Mother's Day brunch.
I can't wait. So this was just so wonderful. My daughter's reading her book. My son's being so cute. But my family, this is why I do what I do is because of my kids.
And they are so polite in the background here. I expected Anthony to just be yelling and screaming and running around. But he's really polite.
I think that good organic food causes patience. I don't know.
Well, thank you so much. And next week, 19th and 20th, if you want organic vegetables, and you guys sell most of them, don't you?
We sell most of them, and we do, if we have anything left over, it's my kind of I worked at the Resource Center before, so I like to, we have a half price sale Wednesday, May 23rd in the evening.
All right. Well, everybody check out the information, stop by, have a great Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Ravenous deer and rabbits can destroy a season of work in just one night. Monsters, socialists. So protect your prized vegetables and flowers with Bonide's all-natural go-away deer and rabbit repellent and save your vegetable gardens, flower gardens, shrubs, and trees from the depths of destruction. Go-away liquid is available in both concentrate and ready-to-use formulations and can be applied directly to plants, keeping animals from eating them for up to 45 days. It can also be applied directly to vegetables and fruit up to the day of harvest. And go-away granules can be used around all gardens to protect against marauding animal pests, and those are effective for up to 2 months. Look for Go Away Deer and Rabbit Repellent products at Sonoris Brothers in Frankfort, Illinois, Karp's Garden and Feed Center in Hobart, Indiana, Red's Garden Center in Northbrook, Illinois, or visit Bonide.com to locate a dealer near you. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid.
Looking for a housing investment that can pay big dividends? Remodel your kitchen or bathroom. You'll freshen up your home and add value to it, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for all your remodeling needs. Kitchens, bathrooms, master suites, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Rick DeMaio weather coming up in 60 seconds. Today is Mother's Day, and Alsip Nursery is the place for all things that mom is sure to appreciate. Their best-selling spring annual hanging baskets are a popular choice, and Alsip has the best selection of hanging baskets around. So be fantastic. Get mom a basket. I like it. Be fantastic. Get mom a basket. A tisket, a tasket. What?
Very clever, Mike.
I didn't come up with it, actually. Alsop did. Alsop's greenhouses are bursting with table after table of spring annuals, including their famous geraniums, just 79 cents a plant sold in packs of four. They also have planter pots on special for just $7.97 and six packs of wave petunias, which are the hot new thing, and they're $3 off. Or pamper mom with a Michelle design soap and soap dishes, Bagolini purses, or Camille Beckman glycerin hand therapy. You'll find more ideas, plus a coupon to save $3 off spring baskets on their website, AlsopNursery.com. Alsop Nursery is located in Frankfort, Illinois, on Route 45, just 2 miles south of I-80, and in St. John, Indiana, on Route 41, 4 miles south of Route 30. They're open today, Mom's Day, until 7 p.m. And I'm looking for meteorologist Rick DeMille. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I mean, I know you're a big fan of Twitter and texting and stuff like that. So is it wrong of me to Twitter my mom Happy Mother's Day?
No. If she's following, right, Beth? I mean,
is your mom on Twitter? It doesn't work unless your mom's on Twitter.
Is that how it works, Beth? I didn't know that. Okay, I'm not a Twitter person.
I mean, you know, it'll get out there into the ether, into the universe, but it won't necessarily get to your mom.
Oh, okay. That's like saying I planted a flower for her, but I didn't really tell her where it was planted, right?
Whatever, but you know, my listeners are agitating.
Oh, come on, Mike, work with me here.
I'm just saying, my listeners are agitating for you to get on Twitter because they want to tweet stuff to you.
I've got enough stuff to do in life. I could barely make sure I had enough toilet paper in the house during the weekend, so don't worry about the Twitter stuff. It ain't going to happen for a while.
See, they could tweet to you, Rick. Don't forget to get toilet paper.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, okay, that's how it works.
Well, if getting on Twitter is going to help me get toilet paper, I guess it's a bonus part of life, right?
Absolutely. I'm looking at something you just sent me this morning, the average temperature for the last 7 days, and it's near average is what you're saying?
Wow, yeah, that's a big drop for us this spring, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what, Beth? It's almost funny because the fact that we had such a mild March, it almost kind of makes the question, how does Memorial Day look somewhat inconsequential at this point. But I know people are still wondering, you know, what the upcoming second half of May is going to look like. And also what is, June and July from a temperature standpoint look like. So I figured I'd put something together that I think helps everybody as we finally head into what appears to be a more normal spring around here. Because otherwise, I still think up until about a week ago, the trees were going, okay, what are we doing here? This is the second time now I'm beginning to sprout out a little bit. I don't know about you guys, but I had a real bad bout with allergies just last week after the rain and some of the recent trees started to leaf out. And I think we're finally into what you would call a normal Chicago area spring with rainfall and temperature pretty much where we should be for the time of the year.
Well, what we found, and I don't know if you were listening earlier, that the cool weather plants finally got happy, really happy, this past week or so. Last couple of weeks, actually, and the cool weathers, and we got some rain. Oh man, that really helps.
It really helps.
It was unbelievable, and I want your opinion on this, Beth. Does this do anything differently to the plants that some of these have now been open for almost a month and a half, and what does it mean as far as things growing more so from the top up rather than from the bottom down?
Well, you know, I know you asked Beth, but she and I were talking about this the other day, and I talked to Dr. Wally at Pesci's about it. What it has done has created some diseases fungal diseases that have gone kind of off the charts.
Off the charts. I have a friend who has a big bunch of knockout roses. You think of knockout roses as being really disease resistant. Those things are covered with black spot and rose rust. It's really foul.
Yeah,
looking.
I saw this. Jennifer Brennan at Chalet took me to Chalet and the microscope she uses, and we were looking at the fungal diseases that were on knockout roses, and knockouts are not supposed to get these. So we think that the early spring, you know, brought out that the flush of vegetation, and then the cool weather hit, and then throw some dampness into it, and all of a sudden you've got these fungal diseases that are going nuts.
You know what, Mike, I really think this is an interesting article to write, because we may not see something like this ever again, and it kind of is almost like a science experiment that someone said, you know what, we've never done this before, we've never seen this before, let's see what happens. And we really had no control over it other than from a standpoint of observing it. And I think even for the most average novice gardener to the master gardener like you and Beth, it almost becomes like, you know, your kids in a candy store going, wow, what would happen if we mixed this with that and this with that, and what would happen? And sure enough, Mother Nature did that to us. And I think the consequences are somewhat, I guess in some degree, somewhat alarming, but at the same time kind of interesting. I think you're going to both agree with that.
Yeah, I think so. We didn't know what was going to happen because of this. The insect problems, I think we're still discovering whether the early warm weather is going to create more problems there. But it looks like right now we are having some disease problems as a result of that early stretch of warm weather in March. I haven't seen much in the way of insects. Beth, have you about that?
No, not really. Not insects, but definitely fungus diseases are all over the place.
So there were.
And would you say that's more of a result of the fact that we had nearly two different bouts of heavy rain? We had 2 to 4 inches across the northern suburbs about a week and a half ago, and then last Sunday into early Monday, some of the south suburbs got almost 5 to 6 inches of rain. Would you say it's more the fact of the rainfall rather than the warmer weather that's caused this?
But it's been very spotty. I mean, I'm in Oak Park, and I didn't really see very much of that rain at all. So it's been very spotty depending on where you are in the Chicago area.
And Beth, that's an interesting point, because if you go from the city straight down the Eisenhower out to the far western suburbs, there was an area that got basically less than about an inch of rain. But then if you went to the far northern suburbs, say, well, we'll say the southern edge of the northern suburbs from about Skokie and Evanston up to about Wilmette, they had about 4 inches of rain, but the southern suburbs really got clobbered. And the good news about what I sent you, Mike, is it appears that most of the long-range forecasts over the next, say, month and a half to 2 months bodes well for what appears to be, what I can see, a fairly normal beginning to spring and maybe early summer.
And that means moderate warmth, or are we going to warm up quickly? What do you see?
You know what, Mike? It looks something like this. It looks like probably temperatures generally right around maybe 70 to 75 degrees around most of Chicago over the next week to 10 days. And then even as we head into the latter half of May into early June, it doesn't really seem like there's any huge buildup of any really hot weather developing over the central part of the United States. So I would say confidently that it looks like we're probably heading more so into a more normal spring, and it looks like temperatures pretty much on average between now and probably the middle part of the summer.
Well, if that's the case, then those people who buy their early season veggies and are still, you know, this is really the tail end of when you can get those in the ground. But if we're going to have, you know, another 3 or 4 weeks of cool weather, you could have a pretty decent crop going into June.
You could put in some, still put in some radishes and lettuce and peas and stuff like that right now.
And it's not so cool that it will really harm the warmer season crops.
Yeah, although, you know, that's really about soil temperature. You really don't want to put your tomatoes and your peppers and stuff like that in the ground until the soil is well warmed up.
So, Rick, give us the forecast for the week.
Wait, hold on a second, Mike. Go ahead. I missed that last question.
The question was the forecast for the week.
Oh, okay. Got it. Near 70 today, a little bit cooler lakeside. Probably lower 70s tomorrow. And then it looks like maybe mid to upper 70s by the middle of the week, which close to 80 by the end of the week. But otherwise, this is about as good as it gets for this time of the year. Very, very normal, typical weather.
Wow, it sounds like a perfect May. Rick DeMaio, I appreciate it. Have a great Mother's Day. Are you going to celebrate?
I'm on my way out right now and celebrating twice. I got mothers here and mothers back east. So that's the great thing about having two mothers, right?
Exactly. All right, take care. Have a great week.
You too, Mike.
Bye-bye. Here's a tip from the Care of Trees Facebook page. The Care of Trees linked to the Chicago Trees Initiative, which has some advice for planting trees. If you're going to plant a tree that is in a container, center the tree in the planting hole. I mean, it comes out of a container. You're not planting it into a container, but you got it in a container, and you take it out. Well, then you center the tree in the planting hole. You keep it straight with the branches pointing in the direction you want them to grow. And actually, you can do that. You know, you want to sight it in a way that you keep in mind where the sun is, because plants tend to grow towards the sun. And remove the tree from the container and remove dead or injured roots using sharp pruners. Backfill the planting hole, gently filling around roots. Water well. A rule of thumb is 1 inch of water per week during the growing season. Avoid fertilizing until the root system is established. Then place a 2-inch to 4-inch layer of composted organic mulch, that's wood chips, leaves, something like that, around the tree. Keep the mulch 1 to 2 inches back from the trunk. Never pile your mulch up against the trunk. Invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look at your trees. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220, the Care of Trees. Their business is people and their love for trees.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? PlantSkid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, PlantSkid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, PlantSkid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. PlantSkid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why PlantSkid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back.
PlantSkid. That's spelled plant, S-K-Y-D-D, PlantSkid.
And if you listened last week, you heard Alan Alford from PlantSkid talk about why that is such good stuff. It's time for Dr. Wally's Tip of the Week, brought to you by Pesci's Garden Center in Des Plaines. Wally isn't a real doctor, but don't tell his mother that, especially not on Mother's Day, okay? With the cool, damp weather, fungal problems are completely nutty. We were just talking about that. There are roses with rust, even knockout roses, black spot, powdery mildew, nine barks and currants with downy mildew, lawns with powdery mildew. My roses have powdery mildew. Wow, the list goes on and on. However, if things get dry, make sure your plants that you intend to treat with a fungicide are well watered the day before you spray to avoid burning the tissues of the plant. And do not use fungicides, pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers when the temperature is above 80. You could burn your plants. Even if you spray in the evening when it's cooler and the next day it's 90, there can be phototoxicity. Always read and understand the instructions on the product. Of course, if you have questions, go to Dr. Wally at Pesci's, just minutes off of I-294 at 170 South River Road in Des Plaines, or Pesci's.com. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to talk about extension. I want you to write to Tony Preckwinkle, tell her to keep it going. And we'll talk about that in the next hour.
Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, their business is people and their love for trees, and by Alsip Nursery, offering the best of every season since 1969. Here he is again, Mike Novak.
on now.
Oh, ow, that hurts. Yikes. How did he do that all those years?
And now, the Chicago Bulls.
I sound more like who's the character on The Simpsons?
Barney.
Barney.
That sounded like Barney. Homer's friend Barney.
Oh, did it?
Homer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Something like that. That's the best I can do. How you doing, Dennis?
Hey, good. What a good hour that you had there at 9 o'clock.
They're always good on this show, pal.
This one specifically.
Thank you. No, I do appreciate that and all the help you do here. And Beth, just you can hear her typing away. You know, and that's what, for folks who don't know Beth's background, she has been writing in Chicago on horticulture. She's an award-winning horticultural writer.
Darn right.
In fact, she brings in her awards and she hangs them on the wall in here whenever she's on the show.
That's right, all my little statuettes and everything that show me pitching softball in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
I never actually pitched softball in the sixth grade. I'm totally making this up.
Did you do any sports at all?
And I was one of those kids that would sort of go out of the outfield and just kind of ooze away, you know?
And look at flowers.
And, well, yeah, look at flowers. Look for escape routes, mainly.
I was always trying to break into the sports teams, and then one of my greatest regrets was never having earned a letter in high school, but I did all kinds of things. I was in and this is embarrassing. I never made the varsity baseball team. That was like my goal in life to make, and I never got out of JV. And then several months ago, I was reading somebody said, you know what? They should be giving letters to kids who are in drama. You should get a letter. If you're on the chess team, whatever you're doing extracurricular, you should be able to get a varsity jacket for that. And I thought, that is so true. It's like,
it's such a
tyranny of sports, which we have in this country anyway.
Right. And of course, those of us who are ranting about this are people who didn't actually participate in sports or didn't get the letter in high school.
But I participated in sports all the time. And I still play softball to this day. On
12-inch or 16?
16. And I grew
16-inch softball?
16. I'm not even going to talk about how many broken fingers I have. But I started out playing 12-inch in Detroit. Came to Chicago, said, what's that?
What is that? 16 inches is a strictly Chicago thing.
It's here in, I think, like Arizona or something. There's it's weird. It's there's a couple of places in the country that play 16 inch. And some people play 14 inch, which is a hybrid. It's sort of in between.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. There's some places in the suburbs here in Chicago play 14 inch. But I really do think, I mean, if you are in the horticulture club, all right, and you plant, and you plant a tree in front of your school, or help plant a tree in front of your school that's there for the next 80 years, why shouldn't you get a letter? Why shouldn't you get a jacket for that? I think that makes total sense. And all the things that, as much as I like sports, we are tyrannized by sports, and we need to get past that. But that's my rant for the day. And then when I get home, I'll watch
that's
some.
That's your last rant for the day,
that's
Mike?
Not
really?
No, it's not my last one. I said, you're right. It sounded like it was my last rant for the day. No, it's not. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. I will let folks know, and you're tweeting like crazy about extension. I had a question earlier from, let me scroll back here. Gosh, you know, you get so many of these up here. From Green Soil and Annie Haven, who wanted to know how to tweet to Tony Preckwinkle. And I gave her the address and the handle if you are on Twitter. We should also find out, and maybe you could do some research, Beth, while you're sitting over there.
Yes.
And maybe our next guest, Julie Emmerich, has that information about, is there a Facebook page? And I've got, you posted in your blog.
There is. I'll find the
I've got it on my website.
Okay.
I put all the information about how to contact Ms. Preckwinkle on my website.
Did you put up how to contact the county commissioners?
Yes, Robert. I put I just cut and paste from your blog.
Okay.
I figured you wouldn't mind that much.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and let us go to the phone and bring in Julie Emmerich, who's a Cook County Extension Advisory Council. How you doing, Julie?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We talked a little bit about this at the top of the show. Here we are, another year, another extension crisis. Why does that continue to happen? It's very frustrating for those of us who understand the importance of the monies that go to extension and what they produce. And wouldn't you say that there's a factor of two or three in terms of value that every dollar gets by going to extension, Julie?
Oh, most definitely. Extension receives funding on the federal, state, and local level. And what's really critical about local funding by the Cook County Board, is that the state of Illinois can match that funding by up to 50%. So if the Cook County Board provides funding of, say, $400,000, the state of Illinois can provide an additional $200,000. So in essence, the extension would receive $600,000 in funding for its valuable programs. So it was very disheartening when extension learned on or about April 27th that funding for extension in the Cook County 2012 budget was not going to be provided, and it was really quite a shock.
Yeah, it kind of came out of the blue, didn't it, that there's a line item for extension, and if $411,000, and suddenly the board says, or the president said, we're not going to fund that this year. And it makes me think, and perhaps, I don't know if you agree or not, and Beth, I don't know if you agree, that the commissioners just don't understand the worth of extension.
I think that most people in Cook County, including politicians in Cook County, have no clue about extension. They just think of it as some sort of downstate agricultural thing. They think 4-H clubs and people raising lambs and stuff. And what does that have to do with Chicago and the suburbs? They just really don't know what extension does. And the only way to make them understand that this is something that's worth funding is for people who have been touched by extension or are involved with extension to send letters, reach out to Tony Preckwinkle, reach out to their own county commissioners, reach out to the commissioners that are on the advisory council and tell them what extension does and tell them why it's valuable.
And right now, what I would tell people, another thing, and I just went to the Facebook page, Cook County Extension, we need more hits on there.
Yeah,
but
I mean that's an expression of the sort of invisibility of extension.
That's the point I'm making. Yeah,
yeah.
It's that this is partly the legislators and commissioners' fault for not understanding it, but it's also the fault of extension for not getting the word out as much as they could. I mean, and Facebook is an extension, if I might say, of that. This is where people are nowadays. And what we've been doing this morning, Julie, is getting my listeners to tweet to Tony Preckwinkle, and it's at Tony Preckwinkle, TonyPreckwinkle, and say, we need extension. And this is, it's interesting. One of the things I said to Beth before the show was that in this new, in the 21st century, it seems like you have to fight for every dollar that you get, even if you're already doing good work. And maybe that's one of the things that's changed in a really bad economy. Would you agree, Julie?
Oh, most definitely. But I'd like to add a point of clarification. I do not believe that the University of Illinois Extension Cook County was a direct line item in the Cook County budget.
Yeah, it was very obscure the way it's stated in the county budget. You couldn't even tell from the way it was phrased that it was funding for Cook County Extension.
Which adds to the confusion by perhaps commissioners that they don't realize where the money is going and that extension is really benefiting from it.
Well, I'm glad you clarified that. And that makes it even more frustrating that you'd have something like this buried in language where the commissioners might not understand what they're funding and what they're not funding. One of the things I discover on this show every week, and it just terrifies me, is that legislation goes through to the state, it goes to the city council, it goes to the county board, and often the lawmakers don't know what they're voting on to some degree. And my response is always, wait a second, isn't that your job to understand what you're voting on? And I know I'm ranting a little bit here, and this is, you know, Mike Novak talking, and I tend to do that, but it just is a measure of my frustration that something like this that is so important could get buried in you say it wasn't that specific line item, but in some sort of line item that the commissioners don't get.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just sort of one of those things that I think has been coasting along for decades. And the fact is, you know, it started when Cook County was full of farms. But since then, the extension has really changed. It has a lot of urban programs. It has a lot of programs that are directed toward nutrition, toward science education. Of course, the Master Gardener program is the one that is kind of my connection to extension, which is this great cadre of trained volunteers who work on community gardens and really work on urban greening and local food production and provide a lot of manpower for a lot of really valuable programs in the city. But Extension has a lot of other programs too. Julie, can you talk to us a little bit about those other programs?
Oh, sure. For summer, for teachers, there's going to be a science institute held at the Extension offices in Chicago on Greenwood. And it provides teachers with innovative tools to facilitate their upcoming classes for the school year. They provide information in critical areas of the STEM, the science, technology, engineering, math field. So in essence, Extension is helping teachers become better teachers to educate our children. There's also a fantastic Science on the Go bus, which is a mobile lab that travels to different schools that provides students the opportunity to learn more about science fields. They can learn about animals. They can learn about chemistry. There are also great programs for seniors and for families that are, you know, needing to learn more about long-term care for aging parents, to learn more parenting skills. In Cook County, unfortunately, a number of parents for children are actually grandparents because parents are not available. So grandparents are raising children. So Extension provides wonderful programs, mostly on a free basis or a low-cost basis, to all the residents of Cook County. And they're able to do that through some of the funding from the state, federal, and local level, and it would be a shame if the Cook County funding is not available.
And what I'm wondering about this is whether they'll look at this and perhaps and I'm right now I've got I just saw Mr. Brown Thumb just tweeted. He retweeted the Save Cook County, and I want folks who are listening who are on Twitter, just get out there. Just send the stuff out and see what I'm sorry. I got a little distracted here. Dennis, we got a call about this here.
Yeah, it's a guy who wanted to talk about urban gardening.
And Cook County Extension?
And tree repair. That's what he wanted to talk about, John,
okay,
of Chicago.
We'll get that in a second. I want people to flood the commissioner with this information, especially if you've been touched by Cook County Extension, because I've got this list here that Ron Wolford sent to us this morning, and he's with Extension, and it's pages and pages of the what they call a snapshot of Extension programs in the various districts, and there are 17 districts.
There's 17 Cook County districts, and Extension is active in all of them, city and suburbs.
And there's like 50 programs or organizations on each page of this. You know, I'm looking at District 1, Garfield Park Conservatory, Oak Park Conservatory, Cedar Resurrection Health Pro Care, Noble Elementary, Ryerson Elementary, Cease Fire, Chicago Talent Development Charter High School, West Side Health Authority, and on and on, and it's these kinds of things. And so it's just the measure of what Cook County brings, or rather Extension brings to Cook County, you couldn't even start here. So what I'm afraid of is, Julie, that they see this and they go, oh, okay, we get it. So we'll just cut it in half. Is that a likely scenario?
It's a possible scenario. What Extension educators did on Friday is they made a concerted effort to visit each of the Cook County commissioners to provide them with the information that you've just discussed, the snapshot, to further create awareness among the Cook County commissioners of the Extension programs in their district. And the hope is that the Cook County commissioners will suddenly realize that, oh, there is a great value that Extension has brought to my district, to my community, to the residents of Cook County, and we need to find some funding for them, for Extension. So the hope is that some funding will be provided for the 2012 budget, because at this point there's zero funding. And then to continue on, when the Cook County budget discussions begin for 2013, that Extension is back into the budget.
Because what I understood when I was talking to Cook County Extension staff for a blog post that I put on my blog at growinginchicago.com. There is a blog post at growinginchicago.com that explains a lot of this for those who don't really understand what we're talking about.
And I've got that link on my website. If you go to mikenovak.net, this week's show, I link directly to Beth's blog, which is comprehensive and it covers this quite well.
And what I understand from them is that if the funding is cut somewhat, the Extension might be able to withstand that. But if they take out that line item altogether, it's almost impossible to get a line item back into the budget. If the county just removes that as a county funding responsibility altogether, then it's almost impossible to get it back in. So the lesser of two evils would be to have some sort of cut in the Cook County contribution to Extension funding, although, of course, we'd rather not even have that.
Well, but my point would be that once you make the cut, you can't even raise that in this society we live in now. Social services and services that help poor people just to even increase the line item is going to be tough. So once you start bringing it down, that's the direction it trends in, and it doesn't change. Now, again, I could be wrong. I'm making a blanket statement here, but that's my worry as well, that, I agree with you, Beth, that if you cut it, you can't restore it. My feeling is if you trim it, you can't restore it either. Julie, do you have any thoughts on that?
The county funding has been trimmed over the years, and Extension has made some adaptations to accommodate reduced funding. They've had staffing shortages or cuts. They've consolidated their office space. So they've done what they could to accommodate reductions in the funding. A big concern, though, is that because state funding is somewhat dependent upon or impacted by the county funding, that if county funding is lost, it's going to further negatively impact Extension, because state funding will also be reduced. So it's like a double punch, that if county funding is not provided, you know, state funding goes down, and then, you know, it's just going to steamroll from there.
You know, I'm trying. Yeah, and I understand that, and it's all kind of tied together. While you're talking, I'm also looking at the various social media. You know, I thought, well, why don't we just flood the Facebook page for the county board of commissioners, and it basically doesn't exist. You know,
well, that's one option, but you know, you got to understand that Cook County is a very bureaucratic outfit, and I'm not clear that Cook County commissioners read the Cook County Commissioner's Facebook page.
Extension's
Facebook page. I think actually the most effective thing you could do, first of all, you should tweet at Toni Preckwinkle right now because she's the county board president. She does have a Twitter feed. But you should also plan to write a letter or an email to Preckwinkle, to Robert Steele and Bridget Gaynor, who are the county commissioners that are on the Extension Advisory Council, and also to your local district county commissioner, and explain to them what your experience has been with Extension. Explain to them how Extension has helped you. Explain to them how you volunteer with Extension and how you see it touch people's lives and why it's important to people in this county. I think the biggest problem here is, that complete unawareness. It's not that they have it in for Extension at the Cook County government. It's just that they don't have a clue what it is or what it does. And they're desperately trying to cut this gigantic hole that we have in the Cook County budget, which is a real problem. And they're talking about cutting mental health facilities and all sorts of other really valuable programs in order to close this more than $400 million budget hole, and they look at this line item that they can't really tell what it is. They say, well, whatever that is, we don't need it. And so they honestly don't understand what they've done by proposing to cut Extension, and we need to let them know.
Mike, you are absolutely right, and those are wonderful ideas for particularly the Master Gardener community, the Master Composters, the Master Naturalists. Anyone who's benefited from an Extension program, a 4-H'er or a parent of a 4-H'er, to identify who your Cook County Commissioner is, pay them a visit, visit their office, telephone them, send them a fax, because not all commissioners have email. If you have email, send them an email and let them know how you have benefited from an Extension program. And Beth and Mike, your support for Extension is greatly appreciated. And getting the word out is just fabulous.
Well, one of the things that I note when I do these shows and I talk about various issues is that often I'll do a quick Google search and see who else has covered this and what are they saying. And a lot of times, especially when it comes to Extension, I can't find anything. Nobody writes about it. The big newspapers don't write about it. The media outlets don't cover it. And I'm appalled. I mean, it doesn't take that long. And it's such an important program, I don't understand why this is not covered in the press.
I know. I couldn't find any mention of it at all. That's why I had to write a long blog post so I could have something to link to, because nobody else was writing about this at all.
And thank goodness you wrote about it, because that was what I linked to. So we got a phone call. Let's go to Chris in Palatine. Chris, you're on the Mike Novak Show.
Yes, good morning. I wanted to mention that the Extension, at least the representative from Master Gardener of the Extension, is at the Palatine Garden Farmers Market every Saturday. I remember seeing them there last year and, went to the first Farmers Market was last Saturday, and there was a representative there. So that's one of the things that Extension does. And wanted to ask you, what do you do if your commissioner is a right-wing Neanderthal Republican?
You write to him anyway.
Yeah.
Write to him. He's a vote, man.
This is not a Democratic or Republican issue. This is a health and service issue.
There's enormous support from Republicans downstate for Extension because downstate, which, is heavily Republican, farmers down there are heavily dependent on Extension for a lot of services and a lot of information. So it's not like it's a Democrat, Extension is a Democratic thing. It's a matter of urban and suburban commissioners just not having a grasp of how an Extension office in Cook County applies to urban and suburban life and to their constituents.
Okay, well, this is the, typical, Texas chainsaw massacre to the budget. Let's take a meat axe and cut everything except for police spending, of course.
Well,
that's sort of their philosophy up here.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just wanted to also, as I said, I did want to mention that the extension is definitely out there and doing things, as I said, such as having a master gardener, you know, at least this farmer's market, and I presume other farmer's markets, and they're very helpful. They can provide very useful information.
That's great, Chris. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. And Julie, I got to move on here, but one of the things I just found out, I just got a tweet from Ron Wolford, and there's actually a Facebook page called Cook County Blog. If you go there, and you could post something on the Cook County Blog, I would imagine, since it's a public entity. So there's another outlet. But as Beth said, write, call. You know, at this point, it might be better to call your commissioner because there's a meeting tomorrow, isn't there?
Yes, but I mean, if you can write, a nice business-like letter that tells about your experience with extension and the value of extension to you, if you can email that or you could fax that, or if you can call, I think that the more things they can get in writing, the more powerful it is. My experience with all these kinds of advocacy campaigns is that there's nothing more powerful than a letter on paper. But time is short. So if you can fax that letter or if you can email it, that also would be powerful.
Any final words there, Julie?
Just to let people know that although there is a Cook County Board meeting for Monday, May 14th, extension is not officially on the agenda because the agenda was established well before we learned of the funding cut. But so your ongoing support for extension there's not a deadline for Monday. You can extend it and continue to promote extension throughout the month, the rest of the year, to let Cook County commissioners know of the great work that extension does. And
yes.
And Mike, we greatly appreciate your support.
My pleasure. Yeah, I'm a master gardener. Beth is a master gardener. Julie, you're a master gardener.
I am.
Kirsten was on earlier. She's a master gardener. We know how important this is, and we know that people volunteer, that that's what they do. Because they belong to the program, they're willing to donate their time to it. And it just I saw the before I go. One of the things I put up on my page was there are 5.5 million Cook County residents, and extension has reached nearly 1 million residents since January 2011. That's just a little over a year. 1 million people were affected. And it's through face-to-face teaching by staff and volunteers and web-based outreach. 60,000 volunteer hours were contributed by extension volunteers. That program is estimated to be worth $1,307,400. That's just incredible. So, Julie Emmerich, thank you so much for stopping by, and we'll continue to hammer this and make sure that Cook County commissioners know how important Cook County Extension is.
Great. Thank you so much.
Have a good Mother's Day now.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Take care of some biz. Meanwhile, 773-763-9278 is our phone number if you want to call. Beth and I are in the studio. We'll answer questions about extension. Well, you know, if you have a story to tell about it, that'd be great. If you have a question about gardening or the environment, give us a call, 773-763-9278. There's something crazy going on in the middle of Chicago, specifically at 2200 West Grand Avenue in the Ukrainian village. And when I say crazy, I mean color, an explosion of color. And it's all over the sidewalk and in the yard. I'm talking about the new Christy Weber Landscapes Farm and Garden Center. I was there the other day, and I saw some of the most beautiful annuals and hanging baskets that I have ever encountered. And those plants are coming in every day. Christy Weber Landscapes Farm and Garden Center is jam-packed with colorful blooming perennials, gorgeous grasses, charming annuals, shrubs galore, edibles from fruit trees to herbs, intoxicating tropicals, fun containers, and more. Of course, stop in and say hello to Copper and Buttercup in their lovely new coop in the backyard. They're chickens, in case you were wondering, because they sell supplies for raising chickens and bees, too. Visit Christy Weber Landscape Farm and Garden Center on Facebook or just stop by at 2200 West Grand Avenue in the Ukrainian Village. Just look for the explosion of color. It'll be all over the place.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green safe for your kids and pets. Start by raising the mowing height of your lawn, if you haven't done so already. Taller grass is better able to compete with the weeds. Mow often, removing only one-third of the total height, and leave the clippings on the lawn. Consider using a push or electric mower. It's good for the waistline and the environment. Further improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems with proper fertilization. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn your lawn, even in hot, dry weather. Plus, you don't need to water it in. And the non-staining iron helps maintain the deep green color, even in the heat of summer. So join the professionals and home gardeners who've trusted Milorganite for over 80 years. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Thank you, Melinda Myers. Are you tending to some tender transplants this gardening season? Then intend to pick up some liquid solution from Dr. Earth. It will provide essential plant nutrients and stimulate root growth, flowering, and regrowth of stressed plants. This organic fertilizer, great for use on fruits and vegetables, trees, shrubs, vines, flowering ornamentals, container plants, hydroponics, and turf, is designed to enhance growth and correct micronutrient deficiencies. Liquid Solution is just one of the many organic products from Dr. Earth. Go to drearth.com to see more and find a dealer near you. Doctor Your Earth with Dr. Earth.
Are you passionate about health and wellness, nutrition, fitness, personal growth, or living a more sustainable and green lifestyle? Then pick up your free copy of Natural Awakenings magazine throughout the city of Chicago and northern and northwestern suburbs. Natural Awakenings is available at wellness and fitness centers, health food and grocery stores, coffee shops, libraries, retail locations, and wherever free publications are found. Natural Awakenings is your local guide to a healthier and more balanced life. Each monthly issue includes timely articles about nutrition, alternative and complementary medicine, fitness for your body and mind, healthy pets, recipes, a local events calendar, and so much more. Natural Awakenings is also the perfect way for advertisers to reach health-conscious and green readers that actively support like-minded businesses and service providers. Call 847-858-3697 today to learn more about advertising opportunities. That's 847-858-3697. Pick up your copy of Natural Awakenings at more than 800 area locations or read it online at nachicagonorth.com.
I got a tweet here from Michigan. Garden Fairy tweeted, "Our extension is also in danger in Michigan, though our leaders led us to believe it was only in Michigan. Knew they were wrong." That's weird. That which leaders led them to believe it was only in Michigan?
I don't know, because I know that extensions all over the country are
funding
this.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's the kind of program that helps people. All right, and it
seems sort of soft and not essential. And
but I've got, you know, we talk about wars on women and wars on whatever. It's, you know, we've got the war on anything that does any good. And this is where we are as a country now. If it does some good, it's going to get cut from the budget. And it's just a shame. I know, you think, you know, and Zan, who wrote earlier, only one rant today? Well, yeah, there's another one for you, okay? That's the way it works.
That's why you tune in, folks.
That's
tune
right.
Tune in to listen to Mike rant.
On horticultural things. I mean, who rants on horticultural things and on environmental things? I know some people do on environmental things. I love Ring of Fire. Those guys are great. But there aren't a lot of shows like this. So if you want, you know, who's talking about extension? Oh, well. All right. When's the last time you stepped into a real garden center, a place that's friendly in the neighborhood where quality service and information is an everyday promise? Welcome to Hawthorne Gardens, 24481 North Old McHenry Road in Hawthorne Woods. This family-owned garden center has been providing unique products for your home and garden since 1980. They're a great source for water garden supplies. Hawthorne Gardens has more than 400 varieties of perennials, many unique and new annuals, more than 100 varieties of tomatoes, and they're the area's premier wild bird supply store. You got to see their bird supply area. It's really cool. Have you been up there, Beth?
Not yet.
Okay.
Sounds great.
You got to go. And if you go to the YouTube page, Hawthorne Gardens YouTube page, you just go to YouTube and type in Hawthorne Gardens. And Bill Cook's there, and he's got tens of them up there. And he told me his kid got him going on the YouTube page. And he shows you how to do just about everything in the garden, from setting up raised beds to planting carrots to storing canna bulbs to winterizing a pond. Not only that, but just this year, they were named one of the 100 most revolutionary garden centers in the nation by today's Garden Center magazine. Hawthorne Gardens is just 3 miles north of historic Long Grove. Visit them at hawthornegardens.net or like them on Facebook. I have. Hawthorne Gardens is a proud sponsor of Dig In Chicago.
Hey, Mike Novak here to tell you about a great business, Green Home Experts in Oak Park. They have a wonderful new eco garden center to help get you growing this spring. Green Home Experts offers a variety of annuals, perennials, edibles, and all the garden accessories you'll need. Their educated staff is on hand to share techniques that will bring you joy in gardening while you reduce your environmental footprint. They also offer a full line of household products and building materials that allow you to modify and maintain a more sustainable home. Green Home Experts offers many ecologically sound products for your home, inside and out. Be sure to mention me, Mike Novak, when you shop at Green Home Experts, and immediately receive $20 off your Eco Garden Center purchase of $150 or more. Don't wait. Stop in at Green Home Experts, 811 South Boulevard in Oak Park. And to find out more about upcoming events and special deals, be sure to like Green Home Experts on Facebook.
It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. So glad you're with us today. Beth Botts is sitting in the studio with me all day, and we promised...
Not all day, Mike. Honest to God.
All day, I know. I couldn't even stand to be with myself all day long, all right? Let's go to the phones, and Ann, you're on the Mike Novak Show. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hi to Beth Botts, and hi to you, Mike.
Hi.
My name's Ann Cotta, and Beth knows me because I am a Cook County, Chicago Master Gardener.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I did write a letter to Commissioner Gaynor as soon as I got an email from Sue Gasper telling us of this cut, that this line item that they're going to cut. And part of the letter I wrote said cutting the the extension portion would mean the demise of valuable contribution that the countless volunteers provide in terms of information to the public at no cost to the taxpayers. We volunteer so many hours. We do garden walks, flower shows. We volunteer at Lincoln Park, Peggy Noteberg, Garfield Park Conservatories, the Museum of Centenary, Macy's Annual Flower Show, just to name a few. If these commissioners would take the time to contact the extension's office and request a copy of how many volunteer hours that the Master Gardeners have done for 2010 and 2011. If they had to pay for those services, it would be more than the cut they want to make.
Well, the problem is they're not going to do that. You've got to do it, unfortunately.
We got to push it because they're not going to ask.
Oh, I've been pushing it. You know, I'm the kind, once I know something's in peril, I'm trying. Right now I'm working on being a master compost. I am a master composter intern. And if they ever cut this program, all the hours I'm volunteering and what I'm doing to educate people on how to throw less waste away from your kitchen and do a worm bin, or how to do a composter in your backyard instead of filling up landfills with stuff that can be reused, in other words, composted material, put it back in your soils. This is what I tell people how to do. I show them how to do it. I'm very good at it because I've been doing it for years. And if it wasn't for me becoming a Master Gardener, I don't think I would be as vocal as I am today. I support the Master Gardener program from the Extension office. And I cannot see for the life of me why they would want to cut something that is near and dear to so many of us who are Master Gardeners and the contributions we make to anybody that asks us. We're there for the people. And we believe in what we're doing. And to cut it just sounds totally ridiculous.
Well, you know, you mentioned the volunteering and Sue Gasper, who was a volunteer coordinator, and now Sarah Batka is the volunteer coordinator. And Beth knows because we get emails from them every week. And they say, hey, Master Gardeners, here's a volunteer opportunity.
Here's a community garden, or here's a tree planting, or here's a school that needs someone to help the kids on their Earth Day, with their Earth Day education. And, you know, here's an opportunity to take the bug zoo out there and help kids get comfortable with insects and the idea of all the other forms of life that live in the world. There's this huge variety of events and causes, schools, clubs, churches, all kinds of places that need help making their world, their little part of the city or the suburbs, a little bit of a greener place. And the first place they turn to is they call Extension. They get a master gardener out there to help them figure out how to do it, or to show them how to do it, or to answer their questions.
And we get these every week. And so you know that every week, hundreds of hours of volunteering time is being devoted to Extension. And that's just the Master Gardeners. That's just the Master Gardeners.
It's only one of the programs of the Extension. There are science education programs. There are nutrition programs. There are just all kinds of programs that the Extension provides.
Yeah. All right, Ann, great call. Thank you so much, and keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Have Bye-bye. A great day. Bye-bye. 773-763-9278 is our telephone number. Let's go to line two. And Al in Olympia Fields, you're on the Mike Novak Show.
Hey, Mike. Good morning. I'm so, and I've been thinking about calling you for a long time, but never got the guts to do it.
So. I know, because I'm so hard to deal with.
He's not really that scary.
Yes, I am.
No, I've listened to your show, and then I really appreciate what you do for us guys that are kind of weekend warriors.
Absolutely.
I have a question for you. I have like three or four peach trees that I planted, I want to say 4 years ago, and they're doing really well, but sometimes after they bloom, the leaves just kind of create or grow this fungus, and the leaves curl up and eventually drop. Now, this year, they're full of peaches, and I'm looking for a way to maybe save them. And have a decent crop down the road, but you know, I've listened to your show, and I know that you will probably come up with a good answer for me. So,
well, peach trees are kind of dicey around here, because on this side of Lake Michigan, it gets the climate is hard on them. Because the climate on this side of the lake is more severe than the climate on the Michigan side of the lake, and we get less snow cover.
Okay.
And so a lot of crops, such as peach trees and cherry trees, are hard to grow on this side of the lake because their blooms are susceptible to that late spring frost. And also because all of those fruit crops are susceptible to fungus diseases. And, you know, when trees are stressed, as they can be if they're growing in a climate that's maybe a little bit too tough for them, they're more susceptible to fungus diseases.
Okay.
Now,
is there anything I can do to sort of help them?
Organic fungicides that you can use, but I have to be honest with you, in order for those things to work, you have to start applying them very early in the season before bud break, before the leaves have come out, before the flowers have bloomed. And you have to apply any kind of fungicide that you're going to use. You have to, of course, follow the label directions very carefully. But most crucially, you have to start it as a preventive measure very early in the season and repeat it over and over again all the way through the season. So honestly, I would have to say it's probably too late for your peach trees this year.
Okay, because I did spray some fungus or pesticides prior to the trees blooming, and I figured that that would be enough. And they actually started pretty nice, and you know, like 2 months after the leaves were out, I started to see a problem with them again.
Yeah, well, any kind of spray like that, you have to start it, whether it's an organic or a synthetic fungicide, you have to start it early, and you have to keep it up, repeat that application over and over again through the season. And, you know, and of course, we had really weird weather this year. We had that strange string of 80-degree weather in March.
Right,
and it pushed a lot of trees, including fruit trees, to leaf out early and that and to bloom early. And that actually stressed them a lot in it because we weren't getting a lot of rain at that time. Mm-hmm. And it really pushed these trees to leaf out when they didn't really have enough water reserves to support it. So I guess I would say, you know, better luck next year.
Well, and she's right that you got to – I was just going on the University of Illinois Extension.
Uh-huh.
Peach trees get a fungal disease called peach leaf curl. I don't know if that's what you have.
That's probably what I have because they start off kind of the leaves begin to kind of grow a small stain, and then it grows and eventually turns the leaf kind of reddish, and then it curls up, and then it.
Then I think that's what you've got. It's similar to those on an oak with puckered leaves and red blisters. Infected peach leaves may yellow and drop early in the season. A spray of lime sulfur sold as Bordeaux mix during the dormant season is the only fungicide spray to control peach leaf curl. So as Beth pointed out, you've kind of missed that window of opportunity.
You would have had to do it in the winter when the tree was dormant.
So you do it in the dormant season before the tree leaves out.
Like February.
Yeah. So or early March, depending on how cold it is. So that's what you have to do in the future. Thanks for the phone call. I'm sorry.
Great advice. Thank you.
And I'm sorry to give you bad news, but you know what? You know, the other thing I would do is clean up the debris under the tree.
Yes.
When the leaves drop, get rid of them. Don't compost them. Just get them out of.
Put them in the landscape waste. Any diseased foliage from any plant leaves, get it out of there.
Okay, thank you very much for your advice. I will do that in the fall this time around, or in the spring next time.
Thanks for calling in, Al. Bye-bye.
All right, no problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Allergies acting up, trouble breathing, headaches, sinus pressure, you're tired, congested. Isn't it time to feel better? Breathe deeply and easily. Get rid of the symptoms that complicate your life. Dr. Bonnie Flaster is an acupuncturist and chiropractor who helps people get rid of allergies without using drugs, shots, or needles. Call Dr. Flaster at River North Wellness Center, 312-642-7545, or go to rivernorthwellness.com to find out how to get your body feeling better so you can enjoy life again.
Tired of spending a lot of time watering your plants to keep them looking their best? Have you heard about Soil Moist? Help your plants survive the stressful heat of the summer with Soil Moist. Mixing Soil Moist's water-absorbing crystals in the soil as you plant can reduce watering frequency by 50%, and that's good for the planet. Soil Moist granules hold over 200 times their weight in water and release it back to the plant as it needs it. Soil Moist is ideal for patio planters and hanging baskets that dry out quickly. Safe and garden-friendly, Soil Moist can be used indoors and out for all of your planting needs, vegetable gardens too. The secret of professional growers, Soil Moist. Soil Moist is available in granules, self-watering mats, and plant packs, and is available at leading garden centers. Soil Moist is now available with mycorrhizae. It increases plant growth and establishment with fewer plant waterings.
Today's Mother's Day, and Allsip Nursery is the place for all things that mom is sure to appreciate. Their best-selling spring annual hanging baskets are a popular choice, and Allsip has the best selection of hanging baskets around. We said this earlier in the show, be fantastic, get mom a basket. It doesn't exactly rhyme, but it's close. Alsip's greenhouses are bursting with table after table of spring annuals, including their famous geraniums, just 79 cents a plant, sold in packs of four. They also have planter pots on special for $7.97, and six packs of wave petunias are $3 off. Or Pamper Mom with Michelle Design Soap and Soap Dishes, Bagolini Purses, or Camille Beckman Glycerin Hand Therapy. You'll find more ideas, plus a coupon to save $3 off spring baskets on their website, alsipnursery.com, A-L-S-I-P. Alsip Nursery is located in Frankfort, Illinois, on Route 45, just 2 miles south of I-80, and in St. John, Indiana, on Route 41, 4 miles south of Route 30. They're open today, Mom's Day, until 7 p.m.
Want to make a positive move in the housing market? Replace your siding and windows. You'll improve your home's look and energy efficiency, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for your remodeling and energy needs. Siding, windows, solar and wind power, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
Now, with a product name like Go Away, it has to be good, right? Well, if we're talking about that weird guy you dated once who won't leave you alone, that's one thing. But in this case, it would be deer and rabbits who want to devour your garden goodies. So protect your prized vegetables and flowers with Bonide's natural, all-natural, go-away deer and rabbit repellent. Go-away liquid is available in both concentrate and ready-to-use formulations and can be applied directly to your plants you want to protect. It will keep animals from eating them for up to 45 days, and go-away can be applied to vegetables and fruit up to the day of harvest. Go-away granules can be used around all gardens to protect against marauding animal pests, and those are effective for up to 2 months. Look for go-away deer and rabbit repellent products at Alsip, Home and Garden in St. John's, we just mentioned them. Hawthorne Gardens, we mentioned them, in Hawthorne Woods, Illinois. Busy Bee in Glenwood, Illinois, or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. And while you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid. Welcome back to the home stretch of the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk. We still got some calls coming in. Who are we taking first there, Dennis?
Let's go ahead and take John in Zion.
John in Zion. You're on the Mike Novak Show, John.
Yeah, Mike. My name's John. I got a little problem that I'm starting to experience here. I've been gardening since I've been 15, and so that's about 40 years. My grandmother used to raise vegetables and flowers. But I've been noticing now that the new tap water we have is not letting the seeds germinate.
How do you know it's the tap water?
Well, because I ended up switching over to the bottled water you buy.
Yeah.
And even an article in Mother Earth News is that you're supposed to use distilled water.
Well, distilled water is always better. We talked about that earlier because the chlorine can affect plants.
This is the first time I've been listening to your program and stuff, but I'm finding it's a lot better with just that type of water now.
Yeah, but in general, I would say distilled water is always going to be better for your plants.
So, I mean, you've got a couple different options. One is to buy bottled water. Another is to get something like a rain barrel and collect rainwater,
right,
which is always going to be better for your plants because it doesn't have any chemicals in it. And another is if you have a big barrel and you can fill it with water and just let it stand for 24 hours, most of the chlorine will evaporate off.
Right, right.
And John, I really don't have any time. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Send me an email, mike@mikenovak.net. And give me the specifics of it. I want to look into that and see if there's anything in particular out that way that is causing a problem.
Yeah, well, I'd like to plug something else for you guys. You guys have different ways of...
You got 10 seconds.
Get the Mother Earth News at the library. They're very descriptive on a lot of things, even to get into solar.
Okay.
And and you can pick them up at the library. That's where I pick up mine, and they do have a website for Mother Earth News.
And I get it. I get the newsletter for it. Send me an email, mike@mikenovak.net. Thanks for calling, John. I really appreciate it. Here's a tip from the Care of Trees. When buying a tree, bigger isn't necessarily better. Sometimes when we want a tree, we are in a hurry for it to be big, but buying a larger tree at a nursery is probably not the answer. Smaller trees, 2 inches in diameter or less, tend to recover faster from transplant shock and outgrow larger diameter trees. Another practical size concern pertains to the root ball. A typical 2-inch diameter tree has a root ball weighing 350 to 400 pounds. The root ball of a 4-inch tree weighs roughly 1,500 pounds, so choose a smaller tree. Otherwise, as well as risking injury to yourself, the tree can suffer when you become too tired to dig a hole big enough for it. Whether you want to make sure all is well with the trees in your yard, you're changing your landscaping, or you're moving, invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. The Care of Trees, their business is people and their love for trees.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at plantskid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back.
Plant Skid. That's spelled plant, S-K-Y-D-D, Plant Skid.
Well, we're in prime time for the gardening year, and if you're looking for the best of the best for your personal paradise, look no further than Pesci's Garden Center in Des Plaines. Right now, you're going to find everything. Colorful annuals, reliable perennials, hardiest varieties of trees and shrubs. I went in there, man, it just looks great. But you want to see their collection of vegetables, which they grow themselves with no chemicals or even watered from rain and snow runoff. We were just talking about that. So head on over to Pesci's, talk to Dr. Wally, talk to Chris, say Mike sent you, drop in, get some stuff on Mother's Day. Pesci's is just minutes off of I-294 at 170 South River Road in Des Plaines. For more information, go to Pesci's.com. Pesci's, three generations of attentive, optimizing quality. That's it. Beth, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
It's get better, okay? And don't infect everybody here in the building, okay?
I will leave as soon as possible.
And go to my website for all the information on extension and see Beth's great blog.